It's there's
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, we
funnier.
Did it for a while.
I spent my whole high school years doing that.
Movie theater lines. Yeah.
What was the movie theater? Oh, yelling.
People waiting outside the movie theaters.
Just yelling at them.
Yell at them.
Yeah, I mean, just even just a classic, quick driving by and just be like, "Bitch!"
Yeah. You can still do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Although that'd be such a funny thing to get caught doing.
That'd be such a funny thing.
Trouble.
Get arrested for it.
Fat bitch. Yeah, keep it moving, you fat bitch. That'd be fun.
Calling guys pussies.
Pussy.
Fuck you, pussy. Yeah, it just activates a dude's lizard brain right away. If you're driving, especially through a college town, you're like, pussy. You see four dudes like, the fucking invisible enemies all around them, like,
that activated the Ocon man when we were in Florida State. It fucking pissed me off. Dude.
Someone called him a pussy?
Yeah, some fucking frat dude from his top balcony. We were walking to the Notre Dame game, and some dude was like, "You guys are fucking gay. You guys look like fucking Biden voters." And I was like, and then he was like, they were making fun of me for being pale, which is actually kind of, they could have
from
got
the
me.
Frat?
Yeah. Jacked frat dudes with their fucking gay abs. From a balcony, yelling down to us, and Chris was like, "You're white too." I was like, "Shut the fuck up, Chris. Making it worse. Don't respond."
Yeah, just I don't know this. That I'd be able to let that go. I'd have to be like,
"Yeah,
you
but
guys
you'd yell something funny back. You'd be like, "Hey, you're white."
True. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean, it's a classic. Like, didn't you guys all have to fucking blow each other to get in your club, your little friend club?
Yeah, you would have yelled something insane back.
You guys paid money for friends, anything.
Speaking of Florida State frats, there's a Instagram group that I've been staring at like a psycho in the dark.
What?
I've got to show you these boys. One of these kids, look, I don't want to make fun of the guy because he's young, but...
For sure.
It is.
That, you know what? That might have to be like the new thing that we do now that we're elders of like just completely flaming young dudes. Because it's like we used to like cut their penises open and make them like put their finger through their penis. Now so we can make fun of their accounts. there was rites of passage back in the day.
Yeah.
So I feel like any young man's Instagram is totally open to public ridicule and shame.
Bro.
What are they doing?
Get ready with your boy. Get ready with your boy for the gym. I know that was a lot of get ready with your boys, and this, that. But we're going to go with the pink cow, Kilker shorts start off.
No.
It's chest day, so I'm excited. We're throwing some white socks, but I know they're probably...
This is what he does. He does get ready.
Yeah.
And it gets worse. Him and his boys constantly dress up like army guys at parties.
They steal valor? That's kind of tough. No, dude. Why are they doing that?
I don't fucking get it, dude.
Dude, that's like...
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's like been on Adderall since birth shit, man.
They're at a party. They're wearing bulletproof vests and camo pants. There's nothing wrong with that. Also, obviously, there's a fucking college chick, dude. Not a big deal.
Yeah. Are they ROTC guys?
I don't think, dude. What do you think of what you just saw?
I mean... I don't know, dude. It's like
it fucks me up. Dude, we're definitely old.
Yeah,
I think that would fuck up anybody to see.
Yeah,
but we're getting old enough where I can't like you. I used to see like a kid being a douche, and I'd be like, all right, I see what he's going for.
You understand it? Yeah.
I don't. I can't comprehend.
No, dude.
Dudes wearing army outfits.
Yeah, man. There's dudes now. So we escaped like. Our personalities formed pre-internet. There's dudes whose personality has like a serious molding effect or. The internet has like a serious molding effect on their entire personality. And it's like, they're like being shaped. They see TikToks and they're like, yes, this is what me and my boys do. We come up. He has a fucking catchphrase. He's 12. He has a fucking catchphrase. And he's like, I'm going to get ready with you. Get ready, boy. I'm going to get ready, boy. It's like, it's nonsense.
Thank God we had South Park. That's all we had.
Yeah.
It's just South Park.
Dude, this is Adderall. And then your mom telling you you're handsome for your whole life, dude. And your dad's just away on business.
I will say those are handsome boys, dude.
They are handsome
all
boys.
They have fucking abs and are tan and that fucking TikTok haircut.
They're shredded.
They're shredded. But
dude, they're going to, one day they'll be our age and they're going to have to go get ready with your get ready boy. And they'll be like, shut the fuck up. Don't bring that up. Don't bring up the get ready with your get ready boy.
Like, dude. Holy fuck.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's catastrophic.
Yeah.
That's like a life-changing disaster to be posting that.
Dude, it's like everyone's, they're getting like child.
Although, I mean, again, we're doing it.
True. At least our stuff has depth, dude.
Our stuff is so deep. That's dude, the difference.
But dude, imagine like, they're getting like child star brain for no reason. They're just bringing child star brain onto themselves. And then it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're fucking ladies and getting
pussy. I fell into a deep boy hole the other night. And while I was in that deep boy hole rooting around, that kid made another video where he was like saving himself for marriage. He loves Jesus.
That guy specifically? That,
yes.
Yeah, but dude, that's become like a new hot guy ploy.
I think the boys are into like edging.
Now we're getting somewhere. If you're telling me these kids aren't coming, now I'm totally with the militia. The sexy militia.
A good sexy militia.
Just
dude.
Like, dude, we're a sexy militia. We're just trying to show people our abs.
Show our abs, work out, don't fuck. Never fuck until
marriage. They're gonna end up kissing each other, dude. That's the problem.
That is a breeding ground for dudes kissing.
Because they're getting like they're watching, you're watching TikTok, you're like, yeah,
born. We lived together with dudes in Philly. I came close to I almost kissed Beezer.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Woodman would show his abs. Woodman would be in that crew.
Oh, dude, it was that whole house the whole time was just us waking up with each other. I'm like, we can't. Seriously, dude, I know. It's so tempting, but we can't. Yeah. But we didn't make, if we were making that much content, we would have definitely kissed each other.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, being like in a content house. Dude, you know what I just watched? I didn't watch all of it. I kind of fell asleep. I watched Jake Paul. Jake Paul is the boxer. I watched him on Aubrey Marcus's podcast, and he was explaining how he was like a young man in a content house. And he was like, it just totally like took over my entire personality. It's pretty wild.
Good for him.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's
like being honest about it.
It was pretty tight. He does him and Aubrey Marcus do like fucking Toad Venom together and shit, and just fucking cry. Sick. It's tight. He's like, brother, the Aubrey Marcus podcast is my favorite thing in the world.
I've never heard of it.
It's just him talking about plant medicine journeys and him.
I probably
being
have
like,
seen it.
It's tight. It's
just, if they're on, I would have seen it by now. Right?
It's just him being like, the devil's real, and being like, I've done so much fucking ayahuasca. I know the devil's real, and people being like, dude, me too. I've done ayahuasca too. I know the devil's real. And I'm like, dude, I knew it was real this whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was making me laugh. It was refreshing to see old fucking Paul just up there and being like, yeah, dude, I was a fucking dumbass.
Nice.
Yeah. He's talking about his father being emasculated. He's like, I watched my father just lose everything.
What, to his mom?
No, not that. It was just like, I mean, probably too, but like he just like tried a business and it failed. And he's like, he came to me when I was a young boy and he's like, just like beside himself, like, I failed. We have to move. He's like, I just watched my father being.
You can never tell your kids you failed.
No. You have to be like, turn down the fucking lights.
Yeah, turn off that bullshit. We're moving to a smaller house.
Yeah. You can never do it.
Yeah.
You have to just be like, yeah, man, fucking.
That was like the whole point of Catch Me If You Can. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't remember
like
him doing
it. Yeah, in the beginning, his dad like can't get a loan, shit like that.
Yeah, and he spazzes.
If you're a dad, you can't tell your kids you failed or let them see you fail.
No.
You know, we've talked about it. Like your dad falling down in front of you, you're like, when your dad gets drunk and falls.
Oh,
like,
dude.
What a loser. You gotta hide that from
me. It's fucking jarring, dude. When you see your dad fall when you're little, you're like, yo, what the fuck? That guy's supposed to be like walking and stuff, dude.
Janitor's set of keys falls out of his fucking light dungarees.
Oh, you learn he's just been chained to the school.
Shit.
The janitor key ring goes to the school. He can only go 50 feet away from it. It's as far as I can come, son. Good luck in your game.